Press TV headlines. Iran draws world attention to U.S. threats. Washington renews military threats against Iran.
The military option is and has been on the table.
Also ahead, Israel considers building up deep sea navy by the help of Germany.
Afghanistan, NATO now acknowledges it has killed four Afghan civilians in southeast of the country.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. It's 2200 hours GMT and 2:30 a.m. in the Iranian capital, Tehran, where we are. This is Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Well, the U.S. says the military option is still on the table in dealing with Iran's nuclear energy program.
There is always the option at the president's disposal of taking military action. It was not off the table in the Bush administration. It is not now off the table in the Obama administration. We've
seen the images in the news. Meanwhile, a prominent Republican member of the U.S. Congress has given Israel Washington's strong backing. Ileana Rose Lehtinen has accused U.S. President Barack Obama of unfairly criticizing Tel Aviv for not signing on to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. She says Obama should instead deal with Tehran's nuclear energy program. This is while the latest reports say Tel Aviv is considering a solo attack against Iran without Washington's support.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has strongly condemned the U.S. nuclear threat against Tehran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the threat is a disgrace to the history of the U.S. politics.
رئیس جمهور آمریکا به زبان تلویح و اشاره تهدید اتمی کرد. خب این در ملت ایران کارگر نیست این تهدیدها. اما این مایه ننگی شد برای تاریخ سیاسی آمریکا. اینا اتم را و قدرت اتمی را میخواهند وسیله قرار بدن برای سلطه بر دنیا. ما اهل استفاده از سلاح‌های مخرب جمعی نیستیم. اما بدانن اونها هم در مواجهه با ملت از این جور تهدیدها و این جور گندگویی ها طرفی نخواهم بس. ملت ایران اینها رو با همه این ادعاهایی که دارن در مقابل خود ذلیل خواهد کرد و به زانو در خواهد آورد.
Ayatollah Khamenei says the international community must not allow Washington's threat against Iran to go unnoticed. The leader added that Iran will not allow the U.S. to renew its, quote, infernal domination over the nation by making such threats. Earlier this month, the U.S. reserved the right to use nuclear weapons against Iran and North Korea. Let's discuss this one a little bit further with Mr. Jeff Steinberg with Executive Intelligence Review joining us on the phone from Washington. Mr. Steinberg, it's good to have you with us. After a long period of media hype on Iran's nuclear program to project it as a potential threat, now the United States itself is threatening Iran with nuclear weapons. My question to you, Mr. Steinberg, what is the U.S. justification to pose such a big threat based on only assumptions that Iran's nuclear program could divert in future?
Well, I think that there was a hearing in the United States Senate last week in which top officials of the Pentagon and the intelligence community made it very clear that they do not believe that there is any evidence that Iran is even close to having a nuclear weapon or a deliverable bomb. So what we're seeing here is inflammatory rhetoric jumping out in front and actually contradicting the intelligence evaluations that are coming from the U.S. intelligence community. It's ironic that, as in the past situation before the United States invasion of Iraq back in 2003, some of the most vocal opposition to a needless and unjustifiable war is some of the leading people in the military and the intelligence community. So the danger here is that, as far as I'm concerned, Israel is totally out of control and could quite easily launch a military strike against Iran, calculating that President Obama, in an election year, will not wish to contradict the Israeli lobby in the United States and will come in as a follow-on to an Israeli attack. That, to my mind, is the greatest single danger. The U.S. military people, all the way up to the top, including Admiral Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have said that they would consider a war in the Persian Gulf to be a total nightmare. And so my greatest worry is that Israel will provoke a situation that they can't finish, knowing that it will put pressure on the United States and give the Zionist lobby in Washington leverage to force the president to choose, quote-unquote, between our friend Israel and our enemy Iran. That's the way the propaganda is being structured in Washington right now.
Mr. Steinberg, ironic it seems to me, doesn't it, that the U.S., which has the record of nuclear attack, and you spoke of Israel, of course, which has been blamed for war crimes, are trying to get the world consent to attack Iran. I want to get your comments on that, please.
It is preposterous. Look, the consequences of any kind of new war in the Persian Gulf would be catastrophic for the entire planet. Contrary to the propaganda on another issue coming out of Washington, namely that the global financial and economic situation is now recovered and under control, nothing could be further from the truth. So any kind of conflict in the Persian Gulf region will have terrible and unpredictable impact on the entire world economy. So it's the population of the globe that's being held hostage in this situation, not merely the people of Iran or of the extended Persian Gulf. So, yes, the ironies in this situation are almost too numerous to count.
Right, and one final question, Mr. Steinberg. How do you evaluate the reaction of the world community to these threats by the U.S. and Israel?
Nobody wants a war, and in the discussions that have taken place in New York around the Security Council, a number of countries have pushed back very hard against the idea of war and even against the kind of crippling sanctions that are being pushed among the Security Council members by the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice. So I think that the mood in the world is that we've been through Iraq, we've been through Afghanistan, we're not over with those two crisis points. So the idea that anybody in this world where there are so many real and genuine problems that must be addressed and solved should be talking about another war for any reason whatsoever is really something that is not supported by the vast majority of governments and peoples around the world. And I can say that the vast majority of Americans have no interest whatsoever in another confrontation, despite certain loudmouths in the Congress, like Ross Lightman, who, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the most irresponsible people ever elected to office in the United States.
Those comments by Jeff Steinberg with Executive Intelligence Review in Washington. Mr. Steinberg, thank you.
On to some other news. Now, reports say Israel is expanding its navy as it plans to buy more warships from Germany. Under the plan, Germany will supply Israel with several Dolphin submarines as well as advanced corvettes warships. Germany has already sold Dolphin submarines to Israel. The move has faced condemnation from German opposition parties. They say weapons should not be exported to crisis zones.
Hundreds of Palestinians from rival factions have rallied in the northern Gaza Strip. Demonstrators from Fatah and Hamas factions gathered near Erez Crossing Point to protest Israel's decision to expel thousands of Palestinians from the West Bank. Protesters denounced two Israeli orders that they say would allow the mass expulsion of Palestinians. Israel denies it plans to expel Palestinians from their land, of course. On Monday, acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas said that the orders were provocative. He said the move targeted West Bank residents without proper IDs. Let's now shift our focus to Afghanistan, where NATO has acknowledged it has killed four Afghan civilians in the southeast of that country.
Indeed, earlier NATO had claimed that it had opened fire on a car killing two militants in the Khost province. The Western alliance says it made a mistake in describing the dead as militants. Afghan government officials have confirmed that all four civilians were students and one of them 11 years old. The continuous killing of civilians by foreign forces has caused deep resentment among the Afghan population. A recently released report by the UN showed that the number of civilians killed in 2009 was higher than in any year since the 2001 U.S.-led invasion. The violence in Afghanistan last year killed over 2,400 civilians. The United States and its allies claim militant hideouts are being targeted in their military operations. However, most of the attacks have resulted in heavy civilian casualties. Well, earlier, our correspondent in Kabul, Faiz Khurshid, told us more about the Afghan people's resentment at the U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Here's what he had to say.
Well, we are seeing that civilian deaths have had a very negative impact on the U.S.-led mission in Afghanistan. The U.S. commanders here in Kabul saying that their mission in Afghanistan is not only to defeat the Taliban, but also to win the hearts and minds of the Afghan people. But we see that the Afghan people do not trust the foreign troops on the ground anymore. They say that there is no difference. They describe, actually, the foreign troops in Afghanistan as killers of the innocent. These civilian deaths by the U.S. forces are not only damaging the U.S.-led mission in Afghanistan, but have also turned the Afghan people against President Hamid Karzai's government. These civilian deaths have distanced the Afghan people from their government, and the Afghan people believe now that their president is not going to do enough to force the foreign troops in Afghanistan to avoid civilian deaths.
Local time in Tehran, 2:43 a.m., and here is a reminder of this hour's top stories. Iran draws world attention to U.S. threats. Washington renews military threats against Iran.
Military option is and has been on the table.
Israel considers building up deep sea navy by the help of Germany.
Afghanistan, NATO now acknowledges it has killed four Afghan civilians in southeast of the country.